Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Madison, Wisconsin, still looking for a motive in the school shooting that left a student and teacher dead. Investigators say a 15-year-old girl was responsible. She later took her own life. In New York, alleged serial killer Rex Heuermann is being charged with a seventh murder. A woman whose remains were found in two separate locations on Long Island 24 years ago, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Valerie Mack was identified through DNA. Prosecutors were able to finally identify her. Heuermann was named a suspect in her death back in June. Now they've been able to formally connect him, they say.
Like the other women Heuermann is accused of killing, Valerie Mack was a sex worker. Heuermann remains behind bars. Negotiators say Israel and Hamas are inching toward a ceasefire deal. Egypt and Qatar have resumed their mediation efforts. Jill Biden has closed the book on her teaching career. She says she taught her final class at Northern Virginia Community College last week. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison community is rocked by yesterday's school shooting. Police say the suspect shot eight people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. Two people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. Four people, three students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. Two of them have been sent home from the hospital. Nine schools in the Madison Metropolitan School District and some from Monona Grove were put on a secure hold yesterday. This tragedy goes so far beyond just that school community. County Executive Melissa Agard.
As a mom who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe, I can tell you this hits you in the gut. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community.
Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place that should be a refuge for students in our community.
The crime response unit from the Dane County District Attorney's Office has been mobilized. That team includes social workers, and their goal is to support survivors and family members. And the word survivor doesn't just mean the people who were shot yesterday. It includes everybody who was in that building, students, teachers, other staff, and the terrified family members worried for their kids. There are also specially trained officers at the police department to check in on their peers who experienced trauma in their response. There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers get a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost their two quarterbacks to the transfer portal, Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke. They've announced that San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill is coming to Madison. O'Neill started in 11 games as a true freshman, completing 63% of his passes for over 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. NFL, the Packers, with an extra day off after beating the Seahawks in Seattle Sunday night, head coach Matt LaFleur had these instructions for the players after the game.
Handle your body, handle your business. We got another primetime game at our house, a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. All right? Every game is critical, man. And we got to keep stacking these wins.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in the NBA Cup Finals in Las Vegas.
This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. You don't get to get this experience during a regular season.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow possible. Around an inch of accumulation. Our low 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 29 with more snow on the way late Wednesday night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba, host of Night Light, 6 to 8 p.m. I am assumed tonight you're going to talk about some of the Golden Globe nominations. This is a bone of contention for me.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Best TV series for musical or comedy, The Bear, is not a comedy. It's a drama.
It's a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy.
Who knows why they do it?
Because they can win. Because if he had to go up against the other dramas, they might not do as well.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Substack blogger Mike McCabe talking about making heroes out of villains.
That's right, celebrating the right of people they like to kill the people they don't.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
How do you feel about President Biden issuing preemptive pardons?
John, I respect the quote you just read from one of the folks on Cash Patel's enemies list. I'll just remind you that to be investigated by the FBI, prosecuted by a U.S. attorney, can cost a defendant hundreds of thousands of dollars, even millions of dollars, and can be profoundly disruptive to their lives. I spoke to Senator Schiff this week on the floor, and he has made similar statements that he and I think Liz Cheney, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, has also made this statement that they don't want to be pardoned because they've done nothing wrong. And I admire their determination to trust our legal system and to stand up to the bluster and the threats of Cash Patel and President-elect Trump. I think the president's got to weigh a lot of different factors, how seriously he believes Cash Patel, the nominee to be FBI director, and the other nominees to lead the Trump administration's law enforcement agencies, how seriously they are determined to go after their enemies list, and whether or not some of those who are on that list and who are reasonably foreseeably going to be investigated want a pardon. If they talk through this issue and decide that there's no one who is seeking a pardon, that will lead them down one path. If there's others who are petitioning urgently for some relief, I think you should seriously consider it.
All right. Now at the top of Cash Patel's enemies list, and presumably when Trump gets to suing animated characters, he'll be suing Family Guy and, of course, noted comedian Steve Marmel.
That's right.
Hello, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, I couldn't help but laugh and go, you know, we just need to see how serious they are against destroying norms and going after their enemies. Yeah, yeah. Let's let's just roll the dice on that. I'm sure it'll be fine.
I trust our legal system. by the way, he just hired a guy that sued a Twitter cow to do something.
Yes.
What's Devin Nunes' job?
Something.
Intelligence. Yeah, remember, he's the guy that stole the intelligence and leaked it. Yeah, it's not important now. Hi.
He's a barnacle. He's like a turd stuck on your butt. Okay, so I guess somebody was sued. Well, you know, you can't prove that he's not. So, satire.
I mean, listen, I will take every win I can get, Steve, every silver lining I can get. And the fact that Judge Marchand did not bend the knee and capitulate, right? You got to go, yay, for today. Justice was served at least yesterday.
Right. Yeah, no, it's like whether it's a single victory, something Mark Elias does, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yes.
Finding out he pooped his pants, whatever these things are, I'm going to like lean into them, right? And just go, okay, today was a better day.
And if you listen to our friend Noel Kessler, that is quite an everyday occurrence, is pooping his pants. So so there's that.
Yeah, you get to an age where it's like, eh, whatever, I have other pants.
I mean, just what we were saying, just enduring this. Jody and I couldn't watch the whole thing. I could just endure clips, but it's that you're going to have to. He's not even in yet, and just the fact that you're going to have to put up with 4 years of the, I don't know if you heard this part yesterday. He confessed to being shocked at the number of countries in the world. He's like, I spoke to over 100 countries. You wouldn't believe how many countries there are. Randy Mayhem Singer said, you know, every American who voted for this moron and every billionaire news outlet or elected official right now gently licking his diseased and demented ass.
Nice.
I mean, he's everything he said yesterday was either a complete lie, fabrication, or just dumb like that. Right? Yeah.
No, it's just, what you know what? Here's the thing. I always imagined up until this point that the president was like a hood ornament, right? So you've got, this is like, oh, look, here we have this shiny, nice hood ornament on this car I like. But the engine, that's a person. The wheels, that's a person. This is a clown car with a Trump hood ornament. And the only thing we have on our side is that they're all idiots. Mm-hmm. They're all stupid.
Yeah. We have to hope their incompetence is as bad as their nepotism, oligarchy, whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah. Yep. I think we should just, every time he starts to talk, go, is that a drone? See if he gets
drone. Squirrel with a drone.
Squirrel drone. It's Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
That's
it's
right. Rocky. There you go. Perfect.
But this is just like, you know, how we got this. He was doing that yesterday, the conspiracy, you know, conspiracy mongering and blaming Biden that he's done for the whole, like, however long. He's like, the drones, the president knows what they are. I don't know why they won't tell us. I think we should just shoot them down. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, please fire bullets in the air. That always works out well because gravity doesn't work anymore, and the bullets just keep going until they get to Mars.
We are literally going to be named Dumb Stan on every map when he gets in. You know that joke map about that word Dumb Stan? That's going to be.
I always I call certain parts of the country Redneckistan.
Yes.
I don't know. I think I'm just going to hide in a blue state for a while. I got to.
You know, Steve, I have this conversation with Chris all the time because he was like, after the election, liberals got to stop talking down to people and just telling them that the prices aren't bad or whatever. And I'm like, I don't know how much worse it could have been this time for people voting against their own best interests and voting. How can you not say there is stupidity involved? Right. When, you know, the number one search election day is, did Joe Biden drop out? What's a tariff? Can I change my vote? I'm like, oh, my God. Every fill in the Gaza protester, farmer, every person, Hispanic person so far going, wait, what did I has happened? I voted for Trump. But what?
Yeah. Like I saw a New York Times article. I didn't pay for it. They just sent it to me.
Yes.
And it was like, it was this DACA recipient in Rome, Georgia going, oh, wait, it affects me? Mm-hmm. And his family voted for Trump. And I'm like, yeah, it affects you. So I'm sorry for you, but.
What was that? That was like your Lucille Ball invitation.
It's just
that little sound?
It just makes me sad because it's like. Now I want to live in Idiocracy because I think it's in better shape than us.
We're entertaining.
Well, and here's more on, you know, our friend, Senator Schiff, you know, saying he doesn't want the pardon. Like, man, I hope our justice system works, but I've been saying it forever, Steve. Like, are you going to need crimes or evidence? I don't think so. In Cash Patel's FBI, in Pam Bondi's, you know, Justice Department. So here is a little.
How about the question about the January 6th pardons?
Greatly concerned about it. First of all, that he could pardon people that beat police officers, gouged them, bear sprayed them. But also, even beyond that, just the general message it would send George that his first pardons are going to go to people who sought through the use of violence at the Capitol to stop the peaceful transfer of power, that played some role in that. Really, that's who he wants to pardon. The American people, I think, voted for him in part because they wanted something done about crime, not because they wanted to see him pardon criminals attacking the government.
And then George Stephanopoulos said, well, that's why clearly places shouldn't capitulate and settle lawsuits that they clearly would have won because they didn't do anything wrong.
He didn't say that?
No.
Oh, that was just
dumb. He said the opposite, actually.
Wish list. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. We all lie now, so just go ahead and say whatever you want.
No, we don't lie, Steve.
I know. We don't lie, but the war in America.
Just put allegedly before everything you say.
There you go.
Everything. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
One less.
Isn't that
Matt
Gaetz's
also talked
middle
about
name?
Prosecuting members of the January 6th committee like you. I know you said you don't want a preemptive pardon from President Biden. Is that because you think the Trump administration will not actually prosecute? I don't know what the Trump administration will do, but it's for a couple reasons. First, those of us on the committee are very proud of the work we did. We were doing vital, quintessential oversight of a violent attack on the Capitol. So I think it's unnecessary. But second, the precedent of giving blanket pardons, preemptive blanket pardons, on the way out of an administration, I think is a precedent we don't want to set. And you've communicated that to the president, President Biden? I communicated it both publicly and privately to the administration.
Have you seen the rogues gallery that Trump pardoned? The 200 and what, all the crooks that he's going to put back in now?
He's got the Legion of Doom, and he's got Otis from the first Superman movie.
Exactly.
And maybe he's Otis. I don't know. But there is like, I don't want to hear it. I hope Biden wakes up tomorrow or today. I mean, it's 8 in the morning. He may be waking up right about now. And I hope he wakes up and goes, oh, is that every person who got arrested for marijuana? Is that every felon in Florida that can vote next year? Oh, is that a third cousin who punched a second? Pardon everybody. Step down. Let Harris be the next president so they screw up his stupid merchandise.
Yeah, I'm for that. I'm for the most immature forms of resistance. Thank you.
Yeah, we try being mature. Let's just be jerks.
Yeah, yeah. So speaking of, and here's the thing, the other lie he keeps repeating and no one ever corrects him. They destroyed all the evidence, January 6th, they destroyed the evidence. No, Steve, it's available online. All of the evidence is there. But you know what, are they going to charge, is he going to charge Adam Schiff with destruction of evidence or whatever when you're like, what?
No, he's going to make a series of NFTs like man shoving poop on wall. You know, it's like wearing horns.
J6 NFTs.
Let's do some January 6th NFTs.
So like, it's like bayonet guy, but it's like pooping guy. Pooping in the Capitol guy, like a guy just...
Yeah, parachute guy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you know what you won't get there? College guy.
Liberal elite. You're coastal elite. Okay. But Pam Bondi, so this all ties together. Our new AG. She played a key role in Trump's early efforts to spread conspiracy theories about the 2020 election. She's an election denier.
Yeah.
How do you have an attorney general? She publicly declared there was evidence of cheating and fake ballots in the days after the election. She and Corey Lewandowski drove to Philadelphia the morning after election night and called Rudy Giuliani to urge him to join them. Giuliani said, I said, gee, Pam, I don't have the time. That's kind of code for still drunk or hungover. That's what he told the D.C. bar committee, the bar committee that just disbarred him. But Giuliani did end up joining the pair at a press conference later that day that saw Bondi say Trump had won Pennsylvania. A couple days later, she was there at the, total Four Seasons, total landscaping thing with Giuliani. I mean, the fact that these people that just blatantly lied over and over again and should be prosecuted themselves are going to be in charge is so chilling.
Yeah, it's like
That was a really a question. It was just a...
It
was like a flaming bag of dog poo I put on your porch and then I ran.
Right, I stepped in it and now I have to figure out something funny. Give me a second.
All right, 18 minutes after the hour. We have Marmel for the hour,
we do.
Bitches.
Yep.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth, my jammies, my sheets, my duvet cover, my comforter. Oh, my God, I can't recommend it highly enough. It's just one of my favorite things, waking up crisp winter morning, even in L.A. It's cold in the morning.
Yeah. Brr.
Coffee, Brr. Cinnamon filling the air. I put cinnamon in my coffee. I just thought you should know.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Luxuriating in my bamboo sheet set, game changer, cooling, breathable, designed for the ultimate sleep experience. I'm telling you, it's like sleeping on a cloud. Viscose from bamboo. That's what it's made from.
Yeah, bitches.
Stop it. Long sleeve bamboo pajama sets are my go-to. Men's, women's, they are incredibly soft and stylish. They are just, you can make this holiday unforgettable for your beloveds. Everyone loves getting Cozy Earth. Order with expedited shipping by December 20th. Wrap your loved ones in luxury. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code for up to 40% off. That code is Stephanie. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
We're colossal. We're stupendous. We're terrific.
Where have we even supplanted them?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Line right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need